Describing it as an important gesture, the Eureka City Council has approved sending a letter to the state's public employee pension fund, urging it to divest from companies connected to Israel's alleged, quote, apartheid and genocide in Gaza. The letter, which also requests stopping investments in companies, quote, that facilitate human rights violations around the world, got uniform support from the four council members present at an August 26 special meeting. Councilmember Scott Bauer was absent. During a public comment period, many keffiyeh-clad speakers also strongly supported the letter, describing Israel's military actions in Gaza as genocidal and, quote, evil. Addressed to the board and director of the California Public Employees Retirement System, or CalPERS, and signed by Mayor Kim Burgell, the letter says the council is dismayed by the agency's, quote, unethical financial investments, including in the variety of companies with products linked to the, quote, ongoing military occupation and genocide of the Palestinian people. Public commenters were less concerned about the practicalities of the letter than its intent, saying sending it is a, quote, no-brainer and the right thing to do. They said the, quote, settler state of Israel is guilty of, quote, horrific, calculated, relentless slaughter and, quote, indigenous land theft. Former Eureka schoolteacher Alice Finan said sending the letter is a moral responsibility.
I read the agenda summary, and the first thing that stood out to me is that there's no fiscal impact in requesting CalPERS divest from holding investments in the settler state of Israel and in several multinational corporations that are supplying military technology, arms, and logistical support that is contributing to the Holocaust and continuation of the extreme violence the Zionist regime is committing against the indigenous population of Palestine. And, you know, we as a socially responsible community that are committed to justice and human rights and dismantling the ongoing legacies of settler colonialism have got to do everything that we can, everything in our power to stand up against these violations that Israel is committing. We have to stop the settler colonialist state because it's not going to stop itself. It's going to keep committing these atrocities.
Several of the anti-Israel speakers identified themselves as being Jewish, with one describing herself as an anti-Zionist Jew. Another speaker differentiated between Jews who support the concept of a Jewish state and those who don't, saying, quote, as a pro-Palestinian, I know that there's a difference between a Zionist and a Jew. Council members vouched for the letter's meaning. Councilmember Leslie Castellano acknowledged it as a symbolic act, but added, quote, there's space to push for legislation, probably not at the national level right now, but perhaps within California. Councilmember Renee Contreras-Deloach asked that a sentence in the letter referring to Israel apartheid and genocide be changed to specify that the culpability lies with Israel and not the entirety of its people. Councilmember Katie Moulton supported the change and noted that Jewish residents are being targeted.
I just want to take a moment to acknowledge that an ethnicity is not a government. Thank you, Councilmember Contreras-Deloach, for drawing the distinction between an Israeli person and the Israeli government. I have friends in Eureka who are Jewish, with Jewish names, who are receiving threats against their safety and their businesses despite their opposition to the actions of the Israeli government simply because of their ethnicity, their faith, and their name. And my friends, we all deserve safety. I just wanted to express support for the Jewish members of our community, whether they're vocal on this issue or not, that they are neighbors as well here.
Contreras-Deloach described her support for the letter as reflecting an anti-war stance, particularly relating to war's impacts on children.
On a personal level, I've spent my life working with children and trying to do everything I can to feed them, to advocate for them, to foster them, to give them hope, to teach them to read. I've done so many things, and I've made it clear from here before that I've been anti-war my entire life. This isn't a new position for me. But I don't want to invest in what causes suffering for children anywhere in the world.
Council members also agreed to add a general request for CalPERS to, quote, refrain from investing in companies engaged in war profiteering. The letter was unanimously approved and will be sent to state legislators as well. The wider debate about Israel includes strong rejection of accusations that Israel is committing genocide in Gaza. Supporters of Israel's military effort say it's not generally targeting Gazans and is a necessary and just war against a truly genocidal terrorist army, Hamas, in response to its warmongering massacre against Israel on October 7, 2023. The pro-Israel arguments focus on the concept of intent and note that Israel has gone to great lengths to minimize civilian casualties, including issuing warnings, evacuation orders, and facilitating humanitarian aid. Many also describe the notion of Jews being settler colonialists in what's believed to be their indigenous homeland as a grotesque anti-Semitic lie. But of the 21 public commenters at the special meeting, only one vouched for Israel, invoking the theological side of the conflict. Misty Clapp read lines from the Bible she described as being, quote, about the land of Judah and anyone who opposes the land of Judah, who is the Hebrew God's nation. After reading the quote, she said, anyone who opposes God's people opposes God himself, and there could be negative consequences, so choose wisely. In Eureka for KMUD News, this is Daniel Mintz.